Track 12, Top Dog, Underdog by Polarities. On the last track, we discussed three strategies for helping clients increase their awareness of their responsibility for their feelings. These three strategies were the I Give You the Power technique, the Now I Feel technique, and Creating Feelings. On this track, we will discuss two aspects of bipolarities. These two aspects are the top dog and underdog, and opposites. As you know, one of the most famous bipolarities described by Pearls is that of the top dog and the underdog. In this first aspect of bipolarities, the top dog is righteous, authoritarian, and bullying. The top dog uses statements such as, you should or you should not, and manipulates with demands and the threat of catastrophes. Dominance by the underdog may result in insatiable perfectionism. The underdog manipulates by being defensive, apologetic, and wheedling, and also cunning. The underdog uses statements such as, I try my best, and I can't help it if I fail. Dominance by the underdog can result in inertness and constant resistance. However, obviously each has its place in the integrated personality. There is a necessary strength and power in the top dog, and the underdog provides an essential check for the perfectionism of the top dog. However, disputes between the top dog and underdog can be distressing and paralyzing. Nancy, age 36, experienced depression centering around what she perceived to be a complete inability to lose weight. Nancy stated, I have given up on my diet for about the 10th time. I just can't seem to hold to it. And it makes me mad. My friend Shelley lost about 75 pounds last year. I should be able to do that too. I stated, so there seems to be a part of you that says you should be able to diet, and yet you don't do it. Nancy stated, yeah, story of my life. I invited Nancy to try a technique called the Top Dog Underdog Dialogue to help increase her awareness of the nature of this bipolarity in her personality. You might review track 9 on dialogues to help prepare for this technique. I stated to Nancy, 1. Feel what it is to be your top dog. Now imagine yourself in a dialogue with your underdog. Make some should statements and some criticisms. Listen to the kind of things you say. What feelings do you have as you do this? What do you experience in your body? 2. Now switch over and be your underdog. Answer the criticisms. Listen to your reasons, excuses, and explanations. What do you feel towards the top dog? 3. Continue this dialogue for a while. What differences do you experience as you switch from side to side? What side feels more familiar to you? Do you notice any difference in your feelings towards either side as you continue your dialogue? During Nancy's dialogue, her underdog stated, I've gotten to the point where I'm reluctant to even start another diet, because if I don't lose weight fast, you jump on me. If I don't hold exactly to the letter of the diet, you let me have it. You think you're helping, but what you're really doing is making it almost impossible for me. Her top dog seemed to respond to this message. By extending the progress made in this dialogue, Nancy was able to work towards a realignment of both her underdog and top dog so that her diet goals could be maintained. Do you have a Nancy who would benefit from a top dog underdog dialogue? I have found that this dialogue style works well with other bipolarities and personality characteristics as well, for example, active-passive, victimizer-victim, and domineering-submissive bipolarities. In addition to the top dog and the underdog, a second aspect of bipolarities is opposites. As you are well aware, sometimes clients will get locked into certain identities, behaviors, and feelings. This adherence to one side of the coin naturally necessitates the lack of awareness to the other side. However, what is on the other side of the coin can be of value to the client. I find that asking a client to experiment with opposites can often unlock new facets of awareness, such as an unmet need, a dormant talent, or an unexpressed feeling. Nancy stated, I've always been the sweet little girl of my family. Not just my family, either. The school I went to, my sorority in college, my neighborhood, everywhere. And, well, sometimes I feel funny about it. I asked Nancy to go into more detail about this funny feeling. Nancy replied, well, I guess I get sick of it sometimes. To help Nancy increase her awareness of this opposite side of her sweet behavior, I stated, if you were the opposite of a sweet little girl, how would you be? Nancy stated, I'd be mean and spiteful. I wouldn't keep smiling when I don't feel like it. I'd say no when people ask me something that I don't want to do. I'd put myself first instead of putting everyone else first. and say some things to a few people, believe me. I responded to Nancy by stating, "Those sound pretty real. My hunch is that there are a few things this sweet little girl would like to do." Like many men and women who get trapped in the sweet role, Nancy had herself so typecast that she felt that any behavior that was not sweet or nice was inappropriate. I explained to Nancy that too much sweetness can hold check on behaviors that allow the experience and expression of strength. I invited Nancy to participate in some dialogues and fantasy scenes that allowed her to experience the mean and spiteful opposite to her sweetness in a safe context. Think of your Nancy. Which opposite could he or she benefit from experiencing? On this track, we have discussed two aspects of bipolarities. These two aspects are the top dog and underdog, and opposites. On the next track, we will discuss four important factors to consider in addressing avoidance in Gestalt therapy. These four factors are contrasting avoidance and expression. Avoidance is an outgoing, self-regulatory process. Avoidance is not a sign of weakness, and a vast majority of clients will engage in avoidance at some time. We will also discuss the rulebook technique. Question 12. What are two aspects of bipolarities?